Right, should we get straight into it?
Let's do it.
What do you think about Rebecca, the new Islander that we're going to see tonight?
She looks nice, you know. I think she's definitely going to cause a bit of a stir in the villa because she's probably one of the best-looking girls that's in there at the moment, I think, when she goes in. So it's going to be interesting to see how the boys react, even the ones in couples. So, yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, because, like, sometimes I feel, do they even leave the better-looking people for the people that come in later in the villa? Because Connor with a G is pretty gorgeous, like.
Yeah, he is, you know. He looks like Action Man, doesn't he? Oh, really, I feel like they saved the, they definitely saved, like, the models and stuff for bombshells, I think. So, yeah, it's definitely going to cause a stir.
And do you think now that Rebecca's going to come in and go straight for Connor G?
I'm not sure. What do you think?
I think she will, because I think he's the best looking fella in the villa and she's a model and he's a model. You know what I mean?
Oh, I don't know what her type is, to be honest with you. Depends if she's coming to cause a stir or she's coming to sort of go for someone that's not really in a relationship yet. So, yeah, I guess we'll see.
And do you think Sophie, right, so she's coupled up with Connor G at the moment. Do you think she is playing it cool with him? Because I think she handled the whole thing really well, because she just said, oh, thanks for picking me. And she wasn't a bit snake about it, you know. She didn't kind of rub it in the other Connor's face.
She handled it with a lot of class, you know. I think it was still very early stages for her and Connor, but I think original Connor needs to make sure that it doesn't suffocate her, because I think that it will put her off if he does do that. So I think if he chills out, it will make it more harder for her. But I think if he carries on to sort of apply the pressure and stuff like that, she'll probably lean towards more Connor with a G.
Shoonies is what she calls herself. Yeah. She was gutted that she wasn't picked in the recoupling on Friday night. And she confronted Connor with a G about it. So do you think she's in the villa at the moment kind of feeling a bit sorry for herself, because she has nobody?
Anton from last series, he went through it a little bit. So it can get lonely in there if you're not coupled up with someone, because she'll be looking around and seeing, obviously, Mike and like a few other couples in the world, she'll be looking around and seeing that. So, yeah, it's definitely be hard for her. But like I say, there's going to be more people that come in, so she just needs to stick at it, I think.
And what do you think of new arrival Finn and Paige?
Yeah, it seems quite quiet, Finn. I've not heard too much about him.
He's very young. He's only 20.
Though. He can snore, though, can't he?
Oh, my God.
He's been awake last night. It was funny.
Come here. Like, that's what I think of as well, because you all have to stay in the same room together. And, like, I can't stand someone snoring in the same bed as me. Like,
honestly,
I can't.
I think, like week I was in there, I felt like I was going to sleep in a jungle. You hear some mad noises coming from that bedroom. So it takes a bit of adapting, you know what I mean? There's all sorts going on in there.
Especially after a few days when people start coupling it up, you don't know what they'd be getting up to, like.
Yeah, no. Well, not me personally, but yeah, I know. First hand what can go down, yeah.
You definitely don't want to be hearing that. They need to keep that for when they're like alone in a room together.
Yeah, definitely keep that one for the snug.
So who is your front runner at the moment? Who are you really enjoying watching?
I really like Callum, you know, and it's not just because he's from Manchester either. I think he's cool. I think he's funny. I think everyone, though, they're still waiting for everyone's personalities to come out, so I'm still bearing with it a little bit. But I think I love Callum. I think Shauna is funny as well. I think she's got some personality. She's got a bit of banter about her. So, yeah, probably Callum and Shauna for me.
Oh, she's absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, she's joke, man. She's jokes.
And do you think, like, compared to other series, they're kind of taking a while to come out of their shells more?
I think so, maybe a little bit. I mean, I think when the twins came in, they didn't make a huge, huge impact the same way that, you know, when Molly Mae came in.
Yes.
And, like, all the lads were going mad. And then, do you know what I mean? And obviously that was when Tommy was trying to... Was he coupled up with Lucy at that point? So I don't... Because I think it's because the twins didn't make a huge instant impact that it's taking a little bit of time to get going. But I think when Rebecca comes in tonight, it'll definitely pick up and start causing a stir. And that's what we want, don't we? We want a bit of a stir.
Yeah, you want a bit of drama, don't you? Like,
yeah, we need a bit of drama, don't we?
Jordan, thank you so much. I can't wait to watch tonight's episode, and thank you so much.
I'm going to be tuning in. It's lovely to speak to you as well.
Oh, thanks for giving us your inside scoop. And sure, we'll have you back on next Monday.
Sounds amazing.
And we'll chat about everything that's happened from then.
Sounds amazing. I'll speak to you soon.